Psalm 118, Part 2, Preface. We Christians are living in that blessed time whereof this psalm says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made." This day of the Lord was the day on which Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the multitude singing and crying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," and so wishing prosperity to his kingdom. But this blessed time was not limited to that one day. It comprises the whole time of the gospel dispensation, as the Lord on another occasion said to the disciples, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." Luke 10, verses 23 and 24. Our eyes see the Christian church spread among many nations as it was foretold by the prophets, and our ears hear the blessed gospel of the forgiveness of sin by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. What our God had promised is gloriously fulfilled. In the gospel of Christ, salvation is brought nigh unto us. Therefore, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In the gospel, Jesus Christ speaks with thee, so foreclose not thy heart against him. When he calls, hear thou. When he knocks, open thou. When he draws, resist him not. When he invites, refuse him not. In the day of his grace, do thou greet him with heart and soul, saying, "Welcome, thou Son of David, who comest in the name of thy Father to save me from my sins. Come to the house of my heart, and make thy abode with me." Hear now the prophecy as found in the latter part of the 118th Psalm. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Summary. Here is a clear prophecy of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would be rejected and shamefully put to death by the rulers of the Jewish church, but would be exalted again and be made the cornerstone and head of the church, being given all power in heaven and upon earth. Strong was the enemy and hot the battle, but the Lord's right arm hath gotten him the victory. Over this victory we justly sing hymns of triumph, because it is ours. Jesus Christ waged our war, he vanquished our enemies, and he won the spoils for us. If we but believe in his name, his valiant hand is with us, and though afflictions and temptations are multiplied, yet we can cheerfully sing, "I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord." In the faith of Christ, Paul, in all his afflictions, said, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Prayer. Lord Jesus, who didst bleed and die in our sins, and didst rise again, triumphing over thine and our enemies, grant us to be partakers of thy victory, that we, delivered from the hand of them that hate us, may serve thee without fear in time and eternity. Amen.